Good day, everyone, and welcome to the WEBSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to you, Ms. Katherine Kuhn. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, Angelina, and welcome to this WEBSphere Support Technical Exchange Ask the Expert session. Today's topic is Ask the Experts, IBM Pure Application System Monitoring Shared Services. My name is Kathy Kuhn, and this session will give you the opportunity to speak to our panel of experts on a variety of subjects related to today's topic. Moving on to slide number two. In today's session, we will start off by introducing the panel of experts. We will then move on to giving you a brief introduction to the subject matter of the IBM Pure Application Systems Monitoring Shared Services. Next, the panel of experts will answer the questions that they have provided. After that, our panel of experts will address questions that were pre-submitted to us, and then we will open the lines for the question and answer session. Moving on to slide number three. At this time, I would like our panel of experts to introduce themselves for today's call. First, we have Tim Elwood.
Hi, good day. Thank you, Kathy. This is Tim Elwood. I'm with the IBM Pure Application System Level 2 team. We do have Rob Reddy. Fortunately, Rob could not be with us today. He has also helped contribute to this presentation. He is also with the IBM Pure Application System Level 2 team. And I'll pass it off to you, Dave.
Hello, this is Dave Freskus. I'm with the Pure Application Systems Monitoring Development Team, Monitoring Architect and Development. Let me pass this off to Nick.
Hello, everyone. This is Nick. Yeah, I'm working for IBM Pure Application Product and focus on the system monitoring development. I've been working in this area about 5 years. I will give some question answer in this section. Thank you.
Okay, this is Tim Elwood, and I will be going over a little bit of an introduction of what we're going to be covering today. So during today's session, we'll be covering some questions pertaining to basic shared services, architecture, and title agents, and we will examine kind of at a high level the deployment workflow. We will cover checking agent versions, the installation path, how to check if the agent is running, stopping and starting agents, and invoking monitoring from the instance console. We'll go over must-gather data collection for monitoring shared service-related problems. We will cover some common issues, known defects, fixes, and some workarounds. We will provide additional information and resources, system monitoring, and share a question we received on DW Answers about system monitoring and Red Hat version 7.1 with Pure Application System. Slide five, and I'll turn the next few questions or a couple questions over to you, Nick.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Okay, let's start from question one. Question one, how basic shared services architecture entitled agent deployment flow work at a high level. Okay, please move to slide six. Okay, this slide gives a high-level overview of architecture of system monitoring in Pure Application. Basically, in Pure Application, the workload monitoring solution is based on the Tivoli ITM products. We integrated ITM agent and ITM servers into Pure Application. ITM servers are running as a shell service in the cloud group to provide the monitoring functionalities to all the workloads in this cloud group. And the ITM agents are installed in workload patterns based on the middleware running in those patterns. For example, WASP agent is installed in WASP pattern, MQ agent is installed in MQ pattern, so forth, so on. And usually, ITM servers include four core components: hub TAM server, remote TAM server, TAPS portal server, and data warehouse. If all those four components running in Pure Application Shell service, we call this shell service as in the internal mode. And if only remote server is running in Pure Application Shell Service, we call the shell service as in external mode. The external mode shell service is for the user scenario that customer want to integrate Pure Application ITM monitoring into their existing monitoring solution in their environment. Besides this system is a primary ITM shell service, we also have a group of middleware monitoring shell service. For example, system monitoring for WAF shell service, system monitoring for HTTP shell service, etc. This kind of shell service actually has nothing running inside. They are only for controlling the enablement of agent in patterns. For example, if you create a system monitoring for WAF shell service in a cloud group, this shell service will notify all the WAF pattern running in this cloud group to install the WAF agent on the virtual machines. And if you remove the shell service, the WAF agent in all the patterns will be removed, will be uninstalled as well. And by default, in Pure Application, one shell service, the scope of one shell service only in one cloud group or environment profile, which means that the system monitoring shell service cannot be shelled across cloud group or in one environment profile. The agent, the ITM agent in one cloud group can only connect to the ITM shell service in this cloud group. But in the multi-system scenario, customer can still available to extend the system monitoring shell service from one environment profile to another one by using the shell service reference. For example, if you deploy an ITM agent in cloud group, in environment profile A, if you add a shell service reference in another environment profile B, the agent in environment profile A can still be able to connect to the ITM shell service running in the environment profile B. Okay, that's an overview of the architecture of the ITM shell service and the agent in Pure Application. Please move to slide 7. For monitoring, we have several typical flows of enabling agent in different patterns. For example, at a deploying time, we have flow of enabling agent in a pattern like the agent will not be installed until condition 1, all the software component in the pattern have been in the running status. Condition 2, the middleware monitoring shell service has been created in this cloud group. Even though the agent have been installed in the pattern, there is still another condition which will control the agent if the agent started or not. The condition is that the system monitoring shell service existence. So if the system monitoring shell service already been created in this cloud group, the agent will be started. If not, the agent will not start it and keep stopped until the system monitoring shell service is created. Another flow at runtime is about the enabling and disabling agent at the runtime. So if you delete the system monitoring shell service, the agent or which already installed in the pattern will be stopped. And if you recreate the system monitoring shell service in the cloud group, the agent will be restarted to communicate with the ITM servers. Another flow at runtime is about if you delete the middleware monitoring shell service, the middleware agent in the patterns will be uninstalled in the cloud group, and the agent will not be installed until middleware shell service redeployed again later. This flow actually usually is used to support the upgrade scenario, which means if you redeploy middleware monitoring shell service with a higher level of agent information in the shell service, the agent in the patterns will be installed with a higher version. This will replace the old version of ITM agent in the patterns at runtime on the fly. Please move to slide 8. Let's move to question 2. So question 2, how to check agent versions installation path, check if agent is running, how to stop and start agent, invoke monitoring operations from instance console. Please move to slide 9. ITM agent provides few scripts to be used to check the agent status, version, configuration, and also can be used to start, stop, or configure the ITM agent. Basically, CINFER, this script is used to check agent version and status with different options. And ITM CMD, this script is used to start, stop, or configure the agent. One thing you need to mention here is that with the script ITM CMD, sometimes you need the extra option -O to indicate the agent instance with some special agent. For example, the agent, the DB2 agent and the data power agent, you need to use the option -O to indicate the agent instance which is created in this pattern. And also, when you use the script ITM CMD, you need to give the product code of the agent. In the table at below, you can see, you can find all the product code of the agent we entitled in Pure Application, and also the table lists the installation directory for each agent which installed in the patterns. The directory is fixed for every specific agent. So if you log on the virtual machine and found the directory already exists, which means that the agent is installed, and you cannot find the directory, which means that the agent is not installed. Okay, let's move to slide 10. There's another way to stop or start the agent with the Pure Application UI. So you don't need to log on the virtual machine. You can just open the management console of a pattern and go to the operation tab and click the monitoring component. You will find the operations for starting a different agent on different sections. The sections for the operations will be created based on the pattern on the middleware in the pattern. So which means that if you deploy the pattern, which is a WASP pattern, you will find the operation for restart, for stop, stop WASP agent in the operation. And if you deploy the DB2 pattern, you will find the DB2 operation for starting, stopping the agent in the operation page. Okay, I think that's all for the question one and question two.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Appreciate that overview. We can move to slide 11, please, and take a look at question three here. I'll be covering the next series of slides, to Melwood again. And to start with, let's take a look at some essential data to collect for the monitoring shared service related problems. Slide 12. Using the must-gather link provided in the upper right corner of the screen, you can use the information and details from the tech note to help you navigate through the system workload troubleshooting and download log files page. I would also mention that for anyone not familiar with how to get to the workload troubleshooting screen or to get the workload troubleshooting logs, I do have a Pure Application System must gather log video on our IBM YouTube channel. You can use that to refer to on how to collect the must gather logs from the system console. Gathering the deployment history in a screen capture and running the REST API command to gather the deployment history logs is also helpful because it can give us a timeline of the deployment. Slide 13, please. From the shared service instance page, we like to see screen captures of all the middleware and virtual machine perspective views. This would include expanding all the VM options in the menu for these perspectives as well. Slide 14. We ask that you collect the VM agent logs from the Manage console by selecting the Download All, as shown in the screenshot in the upper left-hand corner. We have a list of REST API commands that can be run to gather additional storehouse browser details as well. Those URLs are listed there at the bottom. And if the MustGather collection isn't working, then you can try to use the VM manual log collection steps provided on the right-hand side of the page as a last backup option. Slide 15. All right, question four. Let's take a look at a few common issues we've seen over the past year and a quick rundown of some additional items to check if you encounter the same issue. Slide 16. Here we've outlined some steps for each issue of things you can check if you encounter or experience the same problem or not, or it might also help you to possibly fix it on your own. Since the steps are already listed, I'm just going to mostly cover some of the high points of each of these. For issue one is a report of no ITCAM install on the workload VMs during deployment. You can look and confirm the shared services deployed to the same cloud group. For your deployed vSys Classic or vSys Next, it helps to check the error logs first, whether it be the zero config log or role errors. You can also try and install the ITCAM and try to connect to the monitoring agent. Slide 17. Issue number two is with ITCAM agent installed but missing in system monitoring portal. Check for a status of all system monitoring shared service instance VMs and make sure they're in a running state. Also, look at the ITCAM agent process to make sure it's running on your workload VMs. You can also try to stop and start the agent manually or restart the workload pattern vSys instance to see if this can be done. And issue number three is an internal system monitoring portal unreachable login issue or data inaccessible. Primarily checking to make sure you have the latest version of Java has been a very notable problem for this issue. Check your host name to see if it's resolvable in DNS from your client workstation, and also examining firewall and security roles that are assigned or other possible things to check as well. Slide 18. For question five, let's take a look at some known defects, APARS fixes, as well as some possible workarounds. Slide 19. These are pretty much the top four recent defects and fixes or workarounds, starting with APAR IT12802. This is an issue reported when removing system monitoring for WAS version 1040. We provided a workaround to clean the configuration data. This allows the WAS server to be started normally even if the shared services is removed. This has been fixed in Pure Application System version 2.1.2.1 and System Monitoring Pattern version 1062 and in Pure Application System version 2.0 and System Monitoring Pattern version 1070. APAR IT10037, this is getting a curl error 51 on stop and start of the VM agent when invoking the operation.sh. There's two options here. The first is you can request a patch for the operations.sh or the fix in Pure Application System is in version 2110 and System Monitoring Shared Services version 1050. Slide 20, please. APAR IT11705 was reported when launching the System Monitoring Portal. The single sign-on user credential and security token is not passed through the portal, causing a user login prompt to appear. The workaround, we did provide the workaround there, is noted in the web URL, which will correct the problem. And it's also been fixed in Pure Application System version 2120 and System Monitoring version 1060. And APAR number four there, we don't have a link for that one just yet, or on this page anyway, but APAR IT14884 is reported on the Pure Application System Monitoring Portal. It won't open due to expired ITM certificates. We do have a workaround listed as well there. However, we didn't have a link because this one was also just published last week, to the IBM Fix Central, where three system monitoring expired certificate fixes in version 1.3 were released. Version 1.3 also added support for the 1.0.8.0 plugin going forward. So depending on your version of Pure Application System, there are fixes included starting at version 2.0.0.1 level and going forward. We've provided some links to the emergency fixes page where you can reference more details, and as best practice, we recommend you upgrade your components to the latest version whenever possible. Slide 21. Take a look at question 6. Where can I find additional information and or resources on system monitoring? Slide 22. We have recently published Redbook. Starting in Chapter 6, there's some great information on system monitoring, which also covers WAS, MQ, and Broker. I think it might also cover a couple others. Take a look at the blog on Pure Application System Monitoring Capabilities in a nutshell as a good overview, and it's also a quick study. You can search, read, or post questions to our DW Answers forum on topics specific to system monitoring or other IBM products, including Pure Application System. Reviewing our release notes or subscribing for updates is another great way to stay current on the most available product updates and information. A simple way to do this is if you navigate to the release notes and search for system monitoring, and what this will do is return a list of or give you a view of available APAR fixes and other additional details. Slide 23. Our IBM Knowledge Center has recently undergone some pretty good improvements to make searching a little easier. If you navigate to the Knowledge Center, the search feature is made a little bit easier to drill down into the feature or topic which you're looking for. You just have to search on the matching system type and Pure Application version you need, and this will give you a complete list of resources that way. The screenshots there kind of show you what the new environment looks like in the upper right-hand corner. Slide 24. Question 7. This was a question we did receive on our DW Answers forum from a customer asking about system monitoring working with Red Hat version 7.1 in Pure Application System version 2.2. They also wanted to know if there were any plans to make it work in future releases. Take a look at that on slide 25. Red Hat version 7.1 has only been an issue experienced in environments where externally managed profiles are used, such as multi-rack or cloud groups. Also, Red Hat version 7.1 does work with system monitoring and all other configurations that we're aware of. This has also been noted in our IBM Pure Application System release notes as well. As for this being a problem within the Pure Application System ITM plugin or ITM itself, this is still under IBM investigation. But I haven't come across any other customers who took this issue, or haven't seen any new APARs generated from it. This pretty much covers the questions we have. I'm going to wrap up with a quick summary of what we've covered so far. We went over a high-level overview of the shared services, basic tasks and operations, how and where to collect MuskGather logs and other REST API logs. We went over some troubleshooting and debugging of some common issues and things to check. We listed some known defects or APARs along with possible solutions and workarounds. We provide a list of resources and additional self-help information. And last, we covered a question about using Red Hat release version 7.1 with Pure Application System. Slide 26, and I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. Thank you.
I'd like to thank our panel of experts for answering the pre-submitted questions. Now it's time to move on to the live Q&A session.
First question over the phone comes from Mr. John. You may proceed.
Hey, how you doing? I had a couple questions. I got very excited when you talked about a monitoring agent for DB2. And I was just wondering, is that feeding into ITM or is that feeding over to Optum?
Hi, this is Dave Freskus. That agent is feeding into ITM.
Okay. Is that relatively new?
Well, it's not a new agent. ITM has had agent in their suite of agents for a number of years. It's one that we've newly enabled within Pure App, so that it is available, you know, to ITM customers, customers who would choose to consolidate their monitoring within ITM, and so that it gives the option of doing that with DB2 patterns.
Okay. Okay. That's exactly what my customer is looking for. They looked at the Optimum tool, and they didn't like that at all, and they didn't like the two different dashboards, so that would solve that issue. Also, I'm seeing a error code 500 when we try to launch the endpoint. It's coming up before the LIC servlet.jnlp. Is that probably a name server issue?
I remember seeing that a few releases ago, and I do believe there was a fix that was made available for that. What version are you running where you're seeing that error?
I think it's 2.1.2.
2.1.2. Okay, that's pretty recent.
I think it was on slide either 17 or 18 at the very bottom. I didn't get a chance to read it.
Okay.
Oh, he's backing up now. Okay, there it is. At the very bottom, when invoking monitoring endpoint, confirm the host name is resolvable. And that's probably my problem. The firewall has been checked out. Security rules. Oh, that's another good one, security rules.
Yeah, that's something that you probably should check. Usually you would not get the 500 with a hostname resolve issue. There would you would actually have a different hostname not found sort of a error.
Okay. We had many errors, and the last fix was getting Java installed on your computer. So that took them a day to do.
Do you know what Java level they're running?
I think it's 1.6, 1.7.
Okay, and recent, I'm assuming it's a recent fix level?
Of Java?
Of Java, yes.
Mm-hmm. I would assume so, yeah, because they downloaded it.
Okay. Well, actually, quite honestly, if you're getting the 500 before the Lick servlet is run, then that probably isn't client Java issue.
Okay.
One thing you might try doing is clearing your browser's cache.
Okay.
Not the Java cache, but the browser's cache, and then trying that again and seeing if that doesn't solve the problem.
Okay. All right, appreciate the tips.
Thank you. At this time, there are no further questions.
I thank you all for your participation. We will conclude this session. Thank you very much, Tim, Nick, and Dave, for participating in this session. You all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.